WGATL new from For King and Country, Fight On Fighters, seventh time down by Faith. Prior to that, good morning at 7:05.
Hey, good morning, friends. Good to be with you. WJTL is teaming up with Family Life for our Love Is in the Air contest. We're really excited about it. You can listen today and tomorrow for chances to win a couple's registration to a weekend to remember. It's an event coming up in Hershey in February and the Poconos in March. Details on the contest, WJTL.com.
This morning, our very special guest is author and missionary Lois Zigrang. Good morning to you,
Good
Lois.
Good morning. How
so
are you?
So great to have you here.
Great to be here.
Yeah. Anybody want to give a shout out to?
Oh, my son, Glenn, my daughter-in-law, Janine, my kids, Melinda, my grandkids, Melinda and Jenna, and their kids, everybody.
Yeah, that's
And
great.
All my friends.
And it didn't take long for you and Annie to connect with you had gone to school with her grandkids.
Yeah,
that's great. So we want to talk about your book. It's called Who Me? But first, I just want to hear, Lois's husband, Walt, is here. I just want to hear a little bit about you guys had been with Africa Evangelical Fellowship, missionaries to several places in Africa. Tell us a little bit about that.
Well, we went to Bible college in our 30s. We were slow learners and left the business world, and God got a hold of us. And then we went to Portugal to learn Portuguese because we were going to Angola, which was a Portuguese-speaking colony at that time. So we were there about 22 years.
Wow.
We also were in Mozambique for two.
Wow.
And in between that, home on mission office staff. And so, yeah.
Wow.
Exciting life.
Amazing. And so you have to have tons of stories from your days being a missionary. And I'm guessing some of those stories wind up in your book. What drove you to write Who Me?
Every time we would share in churches or any group, everybody would come up. You need to write a book. You need to write a book. Well, it took a lot of years for that to sink in.
Mm.
But I finally said, okay, Lord, I will, if this is what you want me to do.
Wow.
And my purpose was to challenge young and old alike that God has a plan for your life. Are you listening to him?
Mm.
And so that's why I wrote the book.
That's awesome.
And I tell that through the story.
Yeah, that's great. So Who Me, following God's missionary call to the war zones of communist Angola, you mentioned when you came in, you thought yourself to be the least likely person that God would use in this case.
I didn't camp. I never did anything like that. I hated bugs. And when we saw this mission organization that wanted somebody to teach the Bible but also do agriculture, and that's what his degrees were in, it jumped out at us. And then we said, where is it? Angola. Where is that? Africa.
Yeah.
So that's where God took us.
Wow.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
We're going to talk more about the book coming up, but tell us where it is available.
It's in about 7 stores around this area, and it is also on Amazon in paperback and Kindle.
Very cool.
Great.
It's called Who Me? Lois Zigrang's book, Following God's Missionary Call to the War Zones of Communist Angola. Coming up, we're going to talk more to Lois about her book, and she'll tell us a little more about it, but it is available on Amazon. On the way, we have more music for you as well, and intern Liam here with a forecast. We're going to hear from Micah Tyler, Mandisa, and more coming up.